NFC North leaders at 6-4 right now. We're at 5-5, and you know, we just gotta continue to move forward with the guys we have and play better. That's really all it comes down to.
Are there encouraging signs, do you feel, going forward?
Well, you know, when you lose, it's hard to kind of sift through that to look at the positive signs. But I mean, we've done some good things. I felt like, you know, if you're making me pick positives, I felt like we did a good job getting Eli off the spot. I know we came up with about 3 or 4 sacks, as well as you know, I'm sure pressuring him into some throws he didn't want. But you know, ultimately, there's a few breakdowns in technique or communication, whatever it may be, to giving up, you know, too big of plays, as well as staying on the field too long. So. Of course, we do good things out there, but ultimately you have to do great things out there to win ball games like this.
How much tougher are they when you don't have Shields and Hayward and some of your big guys with the receiver trio they have?
We don't use that as an excuse. I mean, obviously, you know, they're our number ones, and you know, they're out there for a reason. But anytime you lose a starter, if you want to call them, you know, it's difficult. But you know, it's a next man up principle and philosophy around here, and that's what we've been doing. You know, you look on the offensive side with our quarterback, so it's not an excuse. You know, they need to step up and fill the void and make plays as if the you know, starter was or had not been injured or was in there still.
Is it discouraging to Clay that when Aaron goes down, you expect the defense to be the one who could step up?
Well, I tell you what, we did that in 2010, I believe, when we won the Super Bowl. You know, there was a lot of times when, you know, we bailed the offensive out, and then you fast forward to 2011, there was a lot of times when the offense bailed us on the defensive side out. So we do understand that there's more onus put on us to, you know, to stop the offense, give the ball back. But as I was talking with Jason earlier, I mean, you know, and part of that is creating turnovers and, you know, scoring on our half or making huge plays, which, you know, it was 2013. We had the 2 sacks, and, you know, we held them back there in good field position. But we need to do that all game.
You feel like the playoffs are slipping away here, or is it too early?
I think it's too early to say. Like I said, we're, you know, 6-4 is Detroit. I'm not sure how the Chicago game finished out. But, you know, we're right there in the thick of things. You know, obviously, you know, 3 losses in a row is not where we want to be, especially with how we started. But, you know, it's where we are. You know, 5-5 is the reality of it, and we just need to play better ball, and we will moving forward, and we need to get a victory at home. We've let, you know, a few slip away at home, and, you know, it's time to come back, rally, and get a victory over, you know, obviously an NFC North opponent would be huge for us.